In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, dear Father, Shadada. Oh, indeed, Lord, you are worthy of praise, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, dear Father, Shadada. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, dear Father, Shadada. And the Para, the Hayakapa, and the Hedekada, Babara, Shadada, Babara,
We are thanking God, we are blessing the name of the Lord tonight. Spirit of the living God, we all come here tonight in the name of Jesus. Rendeme Pabrendeme, Mango Bakasha Brandeme, Ika Branda Kasha Brandaba, Mango Brandeme, Mosha Brandeme, Rampa Kusha Brande Kanaba, Ika Branda Kama Kasha Brandaba, Mango Bakasha Brandeme, Libranda Kama Yandaba, Ika Branda Kama Yandaba, Ika Branda Kasha Brandaba, Mango Brandeme, Mosha Brandeme, Ika Branda Kama Yandaba, Rampa Kasha Brandaba, Rampa Kasha Brandaba, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for the mercies of God that tonight the Holy Spirit should have mercy upon us. The blood of Jesus should cleanse us and wash us and make us new this evening. In the name of Jesus, I want you to begin to pray. Oh, Father, we come before the throne of grace that we obtain mercy and grace. Rendeme ka brendeme, limba ka she brendeme, inko ba yanda ba ka she brendeme, rendeme ne be yanda ba, inko branda ka bana ba, your mercy so Lord, libranda ka ba yanda ba, rapa ka branda ka bana ba, inko branda ka she Brandaba, Eco Brandabelebe, Manda Cabrandabelebe, Rapaka Shabrandaba, Eco Brandabelebo Shabrandabelebe, Libranda Cavaliandaba, Mando Bakasha Brandaba, Rapaka Shabrandababa, Eco Branda Cavaliandaba, Libakasha Brandabelebe, Rapako Shabrandababa, Eco Brandabelebo Shabrandaba, Manda Cabrandabaliandaba, Rapaka Shabrandaba. Shabrata Kalaba, Mako Diak
Shabrat the Malabar,
Ekoprend the Malabar,
Ekoprend the Malabar, Thank you. we shall be here to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are welcome once again to the Man Fire out of ministries. Without wasting time, I want us to take our first opportunity. I want us to take our first opportunity to pray over it. Our first opportunity. Let's pray. Pray over it. Without wasting much, I want us to be on our feet. Please let's take our seat. I want us to welcome Lady Reverend Shade to read testimonies to us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's testimony time. God has resulted to us. This month, this year, as we start the year, God has resulted. There are many people who are dead now. There are many people who are in the sick bed. Yeah, it's just some people who got pregnant and couldn't come back to life. But if God wants to, it's a testimony. So without wasting much time, anyone here who has a testimony that you want to give to the glory of God, don't hesitate to come up here. Maybe you were even traveling to Accra and a testimony coming back. It's even a testimony. So I want to urge anyone here. Testimony time. Anyone coming for testimony? Amen. If you don't have a testimony, I always have a testimony. God has been so good to me. This testimony actually we started a direction. Bishop Gillian, by the grace of God, gave me a direction to do. Concerning my school fees, as I came to school, I didn't pay any amount. So I was really scared that as I'm in final year, is it the time for me to stop school because I'm not paying my fees. So by the grace of God, Bishop Gillian gave me a direction. And we started the direction Sunday. And after, I think, 3 days later, the direction is still ongoing, but 3 days after we started the direction, I received a cash of 2,000 from somebody I never expected money from. And the person never called me that she sent me money. All what I saw was 2,000. And subsequently, I've been receiving testimonies again. Cash is up there, someone just sent me money, all for the school fees, and just recently too, still with the direction, I just received a cash in from GCB Bank Uber. I was surprised, I don't know my connection with GCB. And this, the Lord has done great for me right now. I'm done with the school fees. 3,000 cities, I'm done. So I really thank God. He has been so good, I thank God. I want to urge you, I want this testimony too. To equip you that God is doing the signs and wonders, and don't belittle the word that we are saying. Just give yourself, open yourself up for God to use you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I want us to be on our feet. I want us to be on our feet. Without wasting much time, let us welcome our Father of the House, Bishop William Kikis. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You are all welcome to tonight's program, the first day of signs, looking at signs and understanding. I just want you to speak in the language of the Holy Spirit, wherever you are. begin to speak in the language of the Holy Spirit. Be in the Spirit. Be in the Spirit. Mandala Shaka Rata 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 Rata
Yeah. Manda Abraham Kabara Babusa. Da Alaka para pahayaka para pahalaka dada ara pahayaka para para shada baba ara pahayaka para pahayaka ara pahayaka ara pahayaka da baba eka para shada dada ara pahayaka da baba eka para shada dada ara pahayaka da baba aleka para shada dada dada eka para shada
Bible. If you are a Christian, and you don't believe that Jesus will make you rich or prosper.
Because
the Bible said that the one who was rich, he became poor, that we might be rich. So salvation, you know, I don't have a general opportunity at the moment. Those people, you know, they are not preaching salvation. They don't have message. It's me show this. When I'm walking and I see a man that is a good actor, and I'm house, and I'm dead. One time there was an evangelist for evangelist evening. Amen. I'm not against them, but you see, sometimes they are too holy. Evangelist Tibet. When I heard the story about evangelist Tibet, I was sad. Amen. But this person, they even didn't buy television. It's more like radio station. Man, I was seeing the I was an evangelist. An evangelist. I get it. So I ask myself, if you are preaching against people wearing trousers, and you come to the house and you beat your wife, are you normal? I get it. So Christianity is not about dressing. Many people don't know God. Many people don't know God. So people wear nice, they don't know God. But the way to know God is simple. But you need to pay a price. Amen. You pay a price. Because I've realized that the simple thing that God tells us to do, you can't do it. I'm telling you. The simple things. Because let me say, Mumbai will be a general school, but also more. Let me say, with the Bible, will be a general school. Let me say you're fasting. Who say one year? As I'm going to be a cassette. Jarina, but I heard those things. It's funny. Hallelujah. And Jarina can't come. One time we used to. In my former church, the church now, we have a good guitar. The church where we do a good guitar. The church has already finished. Church I started to be a different good guitar. The church we did good guitar. There was a certain woman who came to a program. And when he came to a program, we prayed for him, and the direction was. And this woman, the car said, "This is her it's because of ignorance. Because of what they are pumping too much. You know about Bono. Tell me when you come to me and you know that you make things simple for me. You make things that is not even possible." As only in the island, steps there. So this sister, need me up and oh, attack power serious. No, I swallowed the Kobe. The Kobe, you are making this good deal. Amen. Now, I look at that new sister, no one about the back of the head. So I didn't care what TV is going, and you know which about the choir power. Who's it 15 million? Flats, the bad ones, huh? Well, my missus. Hey, Jay, what's this? 15 minutes ever too flat. And say no, my process. And also, scam, now I saw Uto Aje, Uto Gumi, anyway. That's how we need to answer. Maybe you see a guy, sir. Hey, Uto Gumi. I'm even going cosmetic shop. I get it. Because there's a customer of a castle. The difference between anointing oil. Anointing oil is a castle oil. I go home your company, and when you walk, anointing oil is passing out. Move, anointing oil, you want for anointing oil, they're going to joke and want to do that. I get it. But anointing, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, shit. Go back, I'm going to tell you, go be blessed. Share the power. And if you want to have a sister, you know, Cynthia's. Cynthia's. Because if a Christian you don't die, you translate. So every Christian will die. Every Christian will translate. You like life for us. So if you don't have faith. Well, we have friends that will know. Abrana, or Bolwa, Kasam, and Kuyi, Tinos. I get it. And people don't like my message. They don't like the message. I hope I don't tell you. What's that? We have this at home. Tell you as if you say I'm an immoral. You ask I'm not being here. I'm not being here. I'm telling you the truth. But just say it's good say you're coping with the work I found with the living. Because the purpose of my life is that God, that is what you have said, let it come to pass. Because when what God has said about you come to pass, he glorifies him. So the purpose of my life is to glorify God. That is that if you agree, that should be your life. Said. The purpose of my life, because Senameka said, we obey, say, obey, say, not a big one. Above falling in us, original person. Hey, senior man. But I'm saying, they say, no, only I'm happy. I'm saying, for her, now I'm happy. That's how good it was. Are you getting it? Having the best story. The best story, be you. What's your big power? What's it? Or go trans, one could be. 24 salary of Jinamo, power good. Let's obey you. So, obey Jinamo. Wow. Yes, amen. So, in this life, God brought us to fulfill a destiny. And your destiny showcases who God is. But I've realized that there are many people who died without fulfilling anything. They die without fulfilling anything because many a times the things that people choose lead them to destruction. I'm maintaining message according to the time of life. Amen. It's 5 days prophetic token, signs and wonders. At this conference, they will come. They will be quiet again. Amen. Yeah, I'm just fulfilling them. They will be quiet. They will come. Don't worry. It's 5 days. They will come. Hallelujah. So, you need to understand that anyone in this life have a destiny and a destination. You have a destiny and a destination. And your destiny and destination is already written and recorded. And I'm telling you, God is going to do anything to you. So I'm going to what's it say? Obuah. God is not going to do anything new. He has already done it. He has already done it. He has already done it. That's why Solomon said that. There's nothing new. What is it? The young man, why you? That was one of the young men, why you? The thing is, the Bible said that for wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, prince in the palace. So, any palace I would be, prince in the palace. Prince in the palace. Then powers, rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places. So, they will make sure, say, they are careful. Because a big one, I guess I am made to come from. So this means that destiny can be delayed, destiny can be destroyed, destiny can be aborted. Yeah, young people, they didn't reach their destination. I don't mean. Because life is like a race. That's why Paul said that we are like a race surrounded by a crowd of witnesses. So life is the way we are, we will be acting and we will show. So we have a power show. But God is too gentle. Yeah. All power of God is too gentle. Say, even, yeah, you see, when you come to the house, 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 when you come to the house. There are many people, they are working with the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is not doing anything for them. Because they are champions, they are commandos for their own. And they do, they have their own choices. They have their own choices. And I always tell people that in our dispensation of grace, it's not Jesus who is working with. Evidently, yes, we do big to work. We do big to work. The one who is working is the Holy Ghost. But how many times the Holy Spirit doing? You don't know him. He is part of the Trinity. You don't know him. And many people know, you see, many, even many pastors, they know the word of God, but they don't know the God of the word. They don't know the word of God. And so they tell the Isaac and Poupon, I said, be I said, or your element to be out of the room near the other day, or carry basa. God is a person before me and you became person. Amen. But he's not an earthly person. But he once became an earthly person. Bible says, and the word became flesh and dwelleth among you. See, when I was meditating about according to the time of life, the Holy Spirit said to me that according to the time of life, when you say according to the time of life, and I asked the Holy Spirit, who is that life? What is the life then? According to the time of life. And he said that according to the time of life is Jesus Christ. Amen. The life there is Jesus Christ. According to the time of life. So until you live according to the time of life, you will never walk in your destiny and get your destination. According to the time of life. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and what? So according to the time of Jesus Christ. So when we say according to the time of life, we mean according to the time of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Anyone who doesn't preach Jesus, you are not a man of God. I'm telling you, I can boldly tell you that you are not a man of God. I am a fellow. Because already you know, because I'm you, you are 8 different kinds of people. The Holy Spirit said that he was having a conversation with me. He said, oh, son, do you know that there are 8 different kinds of people in the vineyard? He said, I want to explain to you why the harvest are truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. He said, really? He said, yes. He said, this one, I'm not going to talk to you about dimensions of pastors. No. But this time, I'm talking about the types. Say, we have Pastor One. This, we have some people whom I call, and they are working for themselves. And you know, I've come to organization, listen to the teaching, listen to fulfilling the listening. privately. So we go to that one. Hello, we can leave you now. Man, we're going to go away. Amen. It's not like I don't respect my mom. I respect and love my mom. But according to the time of life, according to the time of life, according to Jesus Christ. One time when the people came and they said that Jesus, your parents, your brothers are looking for you, say, Master,
my parents are these ones. My friends, my brothers are these ones because they listen to the words.
So TV as we know, Mumfa Yesu as someone yes yeah. Just Akoko Kwa say, I'm telling you, I'm getting very good.
So TV as we know for Yesu as someone yes.
That's why sometimes it pains me when I see people, instead of them to preach their original message, you know. Now for that, I'm going to story. No come pass a sense. Now for that, I'm a papa near.
Amen.
Are you here? So he said that we have Pastor A. I called Pastor A. I called them, but they are doing their own work. One open way. It is only Pastor, and I say our name was wrong. Let me tell you, sir. That same Pastor, the oil of oil can kill you. Anointing, it can kill you. It can make you. And you see. If you are anointed, doesn't mean that you have the Holy Spirit. Don't joke.
Yeah, don't follow anointing, follow the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, they're not the last time here scenario. You see,
say, oh, car. Now car be a full of fuel. Now you can see Kwam, and that's what in the road. Now we see more car. Now the car is in petrol station. We don't mean what our advantage. You can only have advantage. O car, full of the sire, waka. She said, Ufagalo, MKBB, Ekotobi. I don't miss what. So, when you have the Holy Spirit, you are like, you are in the petrol station. You are in the full station of anointing. Different kinds of anointing. Sometimes, when people tell me the healing power, my obi, no, I shine, my son, I shine. Then the paradise will heal you, go for trainer, or go for season, or go for the job, the job, because they don't have to come, they come, and they don't have to hear you, and they don't have to and they forget you. Then he said, the second people are also the people I call, and they are working for the people. Now we have room. And we have a who are But the Holy Spirit is too gentle. Because when we say there are who didn't come in. Then he said the dead people are the people also I call, but they are working for the devil direct. The crap out of you. That's it. Pop it together. I'm not saying say one person will carry your plate to you, but I'm trying to tell you say be no people that will say I'm going to want someone. Amen. Then he also said, I have people who I call, but these ones they obey me. So among all the four ratio, what people say and the enemy, one out of four. I know you know Chem said, I'm having to draw another group. I'm okay. I'm gonna move easier. Why not men friend? Who saw we are with? Who did you wanna say China more? And I will put in China on our business. Said I have another category. I never call them. Men friend or mukra. But they are for themselves and they are doing their own business. And those are the same category. The next people who I never called, but they are doing the work of the people. Because who said, sir, we also open one thing. I'm just a man. Come on, let's go. The 10 years ago, I say, you came right here. You came right here. Then at the same category, those that, I'm going to move a chino. You are God has no call, but you're working for the devil. And he told me that there's also another category whom they never call, but they are forcing to please him. I said that I'm not going to need your money. Because I'm not afraid of the money, but I'm not afraid of the money. And the one. I'm not afraid of the money. And I'm not afraid of the money. And I'm not afraid of because of that, the one was out. So he said that I see 8 categories of people. And among the 8, it's only 2 people. 2 ratio. 2 out of 8 who are familiar. It's not sad. And people don't know, you see, you can't look at you. I'm telling you, Christianity is wrong. He said, if you give a life to Christ, you're a new creature, all things are part of. When I became born again, I'm just a little bit of a new things in that. Me would have, until say, we chat here and we would have a wish you don't have a concept. We would have a wish you concept. There are some laws there. They will make sure that no new thing will happen to you. No new thing will happen to you. They'll make sure that nothing good will happen to you. Anything I'm saying, I'm going to tell you, you see, our life is like a book, and the Bible is a manual. Obedience is A1, obedience is a dictionary. And that's why in this life, you need to be, don't compare yourself to anyone. Even if you have got a clear, you're going to say. Do your way of them, and I'm going to say, but it's going to be so good, you can. Hey! Life is not comparison. Life is run your race in your track. I'm a beer life, no? And a book. And no be on the who out of moon. And the same thing because he is who out of moon. Say Jesus, age when we are, 33, right? Because he out of moon. You know, be out of moon. Who are we? By who they are out of moon, Kassa? Out of moon, Kassa. Out of moon. And don't let anyone deceive you. And more be deceived, you say, wow, and you know when you're going to go, don't deceive yourself. Because it's not anyone, who are a question of the voice here. But it's all no. It's all no poo. It's all no poo. That's not hell. There's no fire in them. Right now, God hell are beating some fire. There's no fire in hell. There's a between hell and lake of fire. Lake of fire. Obey anymore. By the grace of God, I've had visions about lake of fire. I thought it was even hell. And the reason they know that's not hell. So when I go for more grace, say, say the little people. You got a lot of fire and bone, some of the concerts in your beer good. They are not afraid of being a bull. They are being a ship and a bull starving. Starving on the bull. Maybe bread is still on the bull. But right now, what we say here is as a man. A prison is. And a bull. I want to say demons to win scriptures. And they will be putting to you, Jimmy. What are they? They are not bull. Because they will tell you, say, you're a cancer. You may give a good and I'll have a kayon. Amen. And you suppose you, and you are, I am a saddle. And who are the same? If you become born again, and I said, your Christianity is war. And a war, because the devil saw that when Jesus built his project, which is the church, it will be full of lights. Because what's that? Also lights back on, a shame you have lights back on. Until you can't stand the energy of light. So the light of Jesus, Lord, when someone said, oh, to me, no, tell me that. No, tell me that. No, all the, let me tell you, all the religions you see, they are fighting wrong people, they are fighting Christianity. Then an American said, we are Christian, we are one fire, we are one fire. Because one Muslim cry and chant here. Muslims don't pray, they don't chant. I have to tell you the truth, they don't pray. They don't pray. Anyone who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, you are lost. Why is that? Why is that? I am from a Muslim family. My father is a Muslim. My grandfather is a Baba, he said, by the grace of God, they are all blind. Yeah, you are making a friend of a Muslim. You are making a friend of a Muslim, maybe a Muslim. Yeah. So anytime we are not in America, say, oh, God, give me this. Then I was always interceding for my father to be born again. So one time, my father called me and he said that, Muslim, Baba, now we used to look at him. So Muslim, he used to go a bit back there. I get it. Hello, Krafina. Come on. Krafina is in the process. Amen. So let me tell you all this. So, what is the area? What is the area? For area, amongst there, 10 or and 5 or the Thomas Street. Poverty stricken area. Because what they are doing, they are enchanting spirits, demons. Let me tell you, those that you don't see here, Patrick, they are more than those you see. The spirit in this life, who does say I go as you? I will be a young baby or a bassaar. My first day, I encountered an angel. I was a candy. So, an angel, any book, a war. Amen. Say, any book, I said, no Bible. And I said, and the Bible said Gabriel. And the Bible said Gabriel. And the Bible said, and yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. And yes, sir, bro. It's not that. So if you don't pray, one Muslim cry and enchantment, it means bewitching. And I'll go as well, Christ will not put any environment. There's an environment, there are demonic environments. Amen. Very demonic. And until you leave, you can never go far. Because when you come and do it free, you have to be gonna go now. Because I want to find a stronghold of devils, demons, dwarfs, one of the wicked spirits, dwarfs. Have you seen a dwarf before? Then I pray that you see some, so that you be serious with certain things in your life. The day I encountered dwarf, Let me tell you something. When you carry fire, every spirit will test you. If you are born again, fire be able to do by a strong fire. So they test the fire. And when someone needs your fire for something, you know, you can use your fire for something. Because the fire in him is the anointing, I get it. And he's using it for something. And yet the enemy between him, and he's using it for distraction. So the devil can use your fire for something. Come the Islam, the people that we catch you for, they say, I mean, I don't want to Islam. Now, if you feel like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. maybe I won't tell you, I know I will do something there. Are you getting it? So by the grace of God, then I hope I won't give you the you give me the then I go for another give me the no, the question is, we need serious. And no, we need to catch them. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? If I show you, I want you to be serious with your Christian life. And yes, I won't take Christianity as I know I've been doing. Because if you remember, when some, you see, life is all about a battle between two people. And I'm going to call Annie, and I'm going to call Annie, and I'm going to call you. You will fall into one. If you make any man, I'm going to call you, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. On only break. Yes, the Bible says, and he left and he came for a season. He left Jesus for a season. Yes, Christ, I'm going to season. Amen. So he had 2,000, over 2,000 years strategic plan against the church. Say, yes, remember. I'll bring the seed of the woman and it will bruise the head of the serpent. And the serpent will bruise. Will buy the hymn. So our prophet spoke as now I can't kill any better. I share. Put an hour on the king again. Satan tear was a law. Yes, so yes, mana a castle, but I didn't know. That's what I'm saying. Bible, no, Bible didn't read it. And go back to once and again. That's why when Jesus came, he said that I didn't come to destroy anything, I came to fulfill it. I came to fulfill what the law and the prophet are saying. Amen. That's why Jesus came. So you need. What you call according to the time of life. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when you say according to the time of life, we mean what the Bible is saying that according to the time of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Of us as soon as we have filled Jesus Christ. Huh? One of his name is the tree of life. Another name was Isaac. Isaac is not the name of a man. It's the name of Jesus that God gave to Abraham. That's why I said that until you know the God of the Bible, you will explain the Bible now to a man. Many people know the word of God, but they don't know the God. That is the reason why, if you know the God of the Bible, no matter the economy, see, no matter the economy, when Isaac was in famine, or yes, all kind of people, Master, don't go anywhere, stay here, you are prospering. Stay here, you are prospering. It's because you are not living your life according to the time of life. You say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. According to the time of life. One of the secrets of Abraham's success. It's because Abraham lived according to the time of life. He lived according to the time of Jesus Christ. Look at that. You see, the Bible said, and Abraham believed in God, and it was counted on him as righteousness. Abraham was not born again, Christ, and not last was not born. So born again message, and then it was in Genesis. Amen. Hallelujah. And when Abraham believed in God, Bible says, by Joshua chapter 24, the Bible said that Joshua prophesied and he said, your father Abraham, they were worshipping idols. Abraham, the bosom of Abraham. So the name was Abraham. Exalted father. So when we said, no. Who were they? They are bosom dinner. And what quality to boost will be bound you. It's until, because now that boost only on God. Until you worship the boost, that don't go anywhere. So Abraham's just a person making difference. It's not them good in me, go here, be a even though I'm following God, but I'm caught. But until when God visited Abraham, I get it. And he said, from today, because you say Abraham, no, you're a pump, Abraham, and you're a pump between. Your father's gods and you, but from today you are no more called Abraham. You are called Abraham. That is my name.
Father of nations. And I've made a covenant with you. So until you make a covenant with Jesus,
because they make a covenant with Jesus, say, oh,
have you seen Jesus Christ as my Lord? The person said,
Master, covenant is here. Amen.
Amen.
It's if you. But the Bible said that there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the what? The flesh, but after the spirit. If you say also for you to not put your mouth forward, you are still in condemnation. And he went further and said that the law of the spirit of life. I get it. The law. So when we walk according to the time of life, which is Jesus Christ, you enforce the law of the spirit of life. That will overcome the law of sin and death. Okay, okay. The law that the devil is using in this life is the law of sin and death. We have three realms of sin. We have the power of sin. The power of sin, and Una, yes, by everything I've been saying, say, Obi, and then Obi, so, or you Christ on the Bible, it means time for it. That is the power of sin. The power, are you addicted to something? Of course, also, what we can. Of course, also, we can. That is the number. One time I visited a Paris. You could be sent across around Sunday. You could have not made it in life, you could do. I am a church member. That's him, according to church. But the man is a serious part of that. Or just starting. Yeah. When I went there, they dreamed that remember, El Boss was serious. I said, you go to church today. You see, ah, the pastor, I'm saying, I'm here. He said, I don't know. Or did that remember? I said, now you tell me about that. And then demon, this demon. And then system. Some of you, sometimes who be there or what's in an auto. Yeah. But who are they the same with them demonic, but you know. You see, you are not spiritual. And if you will be about it, TV will say, yes, yes, spiritualist. Let me tell you, if you're a true Christian, you are powerful than a spiritualist. But because the spiritualist, who are a Christian, who won't share, is spiritualist, you don't know. Or what that Lumba? A better than a normal person. What is the motive behind that song? What is the spirit behind that song? If you are not with you, we are not being with you as well with you. You don't know that life, Nipa or baby, baby, they play a portal, a horse for manipulation. And you see, demons here. Devils are different from demons. Demons are fallen angels. But devils are who they hit on me at. Because they were once living on this earth. Amen. Yeah. That is the reason why 6,000 foot soldiers, 6,000 horsemen was inside one person called Madman or Gadara. And so he said, when Jesus said, what is your name? He said, our names are legions. Because he endorsed. You know about who? You know about who? 6,000 foot soldiers, 6,000 horsemen. That's the meaning of troops and legions. Oh, dear. Jacquano, they say, with the Jacob, they want an acting. No, it's here. So when he met Jesus, do you know the destiny of that guy? The destiny of that guy was to be like a donkey, to preach in Decapolis. The word Decapolis is 10 cities. I said the whole Ghana. Fresh or destiny can see power in the memo. I have changed it too. My children, demons. So, move you are, man, here. Oba, so many are casting seven now. That was when a demon is going on. Oba, Oba, another seven, we are being prepared. Demons, Oba, cast no more. I say, I say, hey, I don't know if a pastor and that particular person is not ready to change, don't cast the devil out. You won't cast it out. What of that is a bad? That's how they come into the bad. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. When I say these things, the spirits around them are, especially the evil ones, they are not happy. Because Mom said, one of the things that can open your eyes is knowledge in God that can open your eyes, open your understanding. Open a door. Who you are, you need understanding to open a door. And then pray, okay, I'm never going to allow this. I'm not going to go to school. I'm never going there because God is not in my heart. God is not there. Before you go, God is in your heart. Then I go for you, I come and then I will open that. I will read. No, Amen. So according to the time of life, simply means according to the time of Jesus. According to the time of Jesus. And you see, the reason why Abraham was successful, because he lived a certain life according to the time of Jesus. I'm telling you. And the scripture is Genesis, the key scripture, Genesis chapter 1. I want you to understand, tell me a prophet, no, but I'll come over. Prophet, your prophet, no, I won't. Be a prophet of fire, be a seer, be a prophet of prophets, you know, except the church. Yes, in Genesis chapter 8, verse number 1, the Bible says, and the Lord appeared to him in plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. You see, if you zoom to prophetic, great man prophesied, he said, a woman. I get it. A woman, who are empty there, prophesied, you are going to die. I'm telling you, nowadays, I'm very careful about prophecies. Because when we say, how will be prophecy, who are not demon, yes, you know, or you know, God, if I'm not a prophet, you see, destiny can be delayed, destiny can be aborted. Only the beer found. Because they forgot that Jeremiah prophesied under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Say, Israel follow, and some come to assume 70 years, not what back. Bible said there was no intercessor. Prophecy delayed 700 years. Daniel, by a power, for example. Daniel prayed. It took an angel 21 days. And the angel by Gabriel by us, senior. Hey, my bro. When I was coming with just a revelation to give you, the prince of the kingdom of Persia restored me. Demons be. They said demons are the fallen angels. You might think wrong. Who people see who are on vampire? When you're fasting, who read the Bible? Who got the angel? Why is it? Why is that from? Oh, but now the prince of the kingdom of Israel said, where are you going? I'm going where? And Daniel keep on fasting and praying. And the Bible said that, he said that, and the chief angel, the chief prince, Michael, came, said, Master, give way. It is angels who are around with you. It's a foul said, we are angel of light, now we are angel of darkness. So we're putting up papa because I'm holding on a man. Yet, two of them, oh, what a catcher. Shit. What a catcher. Don't be deceived. I'm holding on a man. Because angels be, oh, I'm holding on the wall. No, a seraphim. You know, seraphim. An angel who is very close to God. You call them the deity angels, why is it? they can perform wonders, miracles by their prayer. It was once a time. No, but now, who's there? Gather you there. You go gather in there. Look at how old you are. Don't be deceived. It's not every angel who has seen you. Sure. And now, both of you are going to be there. Don't be deceived. You think every angel is supposed to go. Angel, you are a lamb tree. I don't get it so yet. You take command. Look at this. Angel, you are going to be there. But you take command here. Now, what are you doing? You are going to be there. I'm telling you, angels, they are powerful. Every angel is powerful by holding your levels. We have seraphims, we have cherubims. And you see, the devil is not just a cherubim, he's an anointed cherubim with pipes, with stones. Stones smell what you mean. What do you say? He was the first mayor. Very careful. He was the first mayor of the holy city that I say ever. He had 9 stones. Because to be a mayor, so I said, he had 9 stones inside. If you like what you mean, you see the sad stones now. And walk. And you see the holy city I say, the free swap and paradise then go. A moonlight. Oh, see your one. It's only then they started. So the difference between Jesus and him is that Jesus has 12 stones. Jesus has 12 stones, which means he's a covenant. He was a woman who did the picture. Oh, he thought I could pay it to us of him. Now, who wanted to us of him? It is that if you don't live your life according to the time of life, and you see that right there is a person. And that person is Jesus because he said, I am the way and the truth. And I mean, because the New Testament said that it's not Jesus Christ because that was the name that he came to sacrifice, that the name would be above every other name. But when Abraham met him, the Bible said, and the Lord appeared to Abraham in a plain of Mary and sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. You see, for you to be positioned, for you to be positioned in your destiny, you need to be positioned according to the time of life. You need to be positioned according to the time of Jesus Christ. Amen. And for you to do that, number one, you must have focus on God. So the Bible says, when Abraham saw, because the performance had not appeared, Jesus, you know, let me tell you, and two were angels. And one of the things when you read the Bible in the holy days was called the word of God. So the Bible said, and the word of God came. Who read it about Elijah? Who said it? And they said, and the word of God came, saying, and the word of God came, saying. So how can a book work? Have you seen a book walking before? So if what the Bible says is a book, have you seen a book walking and talking before? And the word of God came, well, it came and what? And it was saying. So the name that he was having when he communed with men was the word of God. That's what I'm saying. The beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word became flesh. So for you to be positioned at the time of Jesus, you see, all of us here, Jesus has a time for each and every one. And let me tell you something. God, Nyanko po ni time, you have time. Nyami only time. He control time. And because you have time, you have age. God doesn't have age. Only age we are. You live in a minute. I get it. Our whole time. So because you have time, and you see, the reason of time is the presence of sin because of famine. It's not because we have the power of sin. We have the presence of sin. The presence of sin, instead of everything I say, the presence of sin is working.
And the penalty of sin today, yes, we are going to a penalty of sin. But still, the power of sin and the presence of sin is working. The power of sin. The presence of sin. And because of sin, there is time for everyone. And sin is a strategy that the devil planned to destroy your destiny so that you cannot reach your destination. To destroy. Sin was a seed. Because the day after some planted the first seed of sin, our Bible, I'm a whole king. So the Bible said, when Jesus came, he said that, don't be like Cain, who was of the devil. The first time Mexican is here, a good king. The devil planted a seed in a woman, and that seed was called Cain. And God also brought a seed that was called Abel. And you see, anytime when the devil comes around, he wants to destroy what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you here? So you have to focus on God. Just as Abraham focused, he saw that God is coming. He saw that God is coming. He saw that God is coming. No matter, you see, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't focus on the environment. You shouldn't focus on people. You should focus on God. You didn't even focus on the pastor. You should focus on God. Maybe you focus on your family. Don't focus on him. Focus on the God inside you. Amen. Don't focus on you. Focus on the what? The God inside me. Because it's the God inside me who performed the miracle. It's not him. We need miracle to be a man. It is the God inside me. So Abraham focused on God. And the Bible said that he ran to them from the door tent and bowed himself towards the ground. So the lesson is that you must be desperate to meet God, not what he does. See, many people want to see what God is doing, but they are not ready to see God. I'm telling you, Abraham was not ready to meet what God would do. He was ready to meet the God who has come. So for you to be in a position according to the time of life, the life there is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. But when I was meditating, that's what the Holy Spirit said to me. So this is why Abraham was successful. He lived his life according to Jesus Christ. But the life there is a person. And that life is Jesus. So Jesus never came now. He was there. Was there. It was Jesus and two angels who were ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But they bypassed that area. And Abraham focused on them. And Abraham ran to them. The next one is that you must be ready for humility experiences. Amen. Humility experiences. You see, sometimes when God took the people of Israel to the wilderness, not to destroy them, but to humble them. Amen. Sometimes what you are going through is not to destroy you, but to humble you. Because in this life, until you are humbled, you will never be exalted. And until you walk in humility, God doesn't know you. Because the key of God knowing you is humility. But the key for the devil to know you and have access in you is pride. Because of priest Roman, my father would have said, pride in life. It's in the key of the devil. So that's why when Jesus was coming, you see, yes, Roman would have said, pride. And he had humility experiences. That's the language of God. Amen. So if you are a Christian and you are humble, you are not a Christian. You are not. I can boldly tell you are not. If you're a Christian, you are not humble. So anything that you are going is a humbling experience. So Abraham, you see, the Bible says, and he bowed himself towards the ground. I should tell you, humbling experiences. So if you're a Christian, what you are going through, if you are giving your life, what you are going through is not to destroy you, is to make you, is to prepare you what is ahead of you. Amen. Is to prepare you what is ahead of you. I'm talking about how to be positioned according to the time of life. In other words, how to be positioned
Jesus' time. Number one, you must focus on him. Number two, you must be desperate to meet him, not what he does. You must automatically, if you meet Jesus, you have everything he does. But if you focus on what he does, you lose him. When Peter and the disciples were walking with him, they experienced everything that Jesus had. They didn't know what happened for because only senior man. The day I see him, I'm going to try to do it. That's what I'm going to do. Amen. The next one, you must not let the Lord pass you by. So the Bible said, and he said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let me tell you, that's why I always said Abraham is a prophet. And indeed, that is the reason why when God Abraham and Sarah went to Abimelech, God said that return the man his wife and let the man pray for you because he's a prophet. And yes, Abraham won by a man who knew this of whom you will be married. So a prophet is not someone who can just be saying things to him. A prophet is someone who can have an encounter. You can have a bit much said in a good promise here. So Abraham saw that no, God and two angels have come. Amen. So he said that, my Lord, if I found favor, don't pass. The next one, you must not let the Lord pass you by. And the next one, you must place a token as a demand on the Lord and his purposes. So the Bible said that, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I'll fetch a motion of bread and comfort ye your heart. After that, you shall pass on. For therefore, I yield come to your servant. And they said so, as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine. You see, Sarah and Abraham were yesterday with me. Then I made the question of this thing that we are reading in Genesis chapter 18. And then I can mention with them in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, they are shepherd, they are shepherd comes at his. Amen. And he said, for therefore you come to your servant, verse 6. And Abraham entered into the tent, okay, verse 7. And Abraham ran into the head and fetched a child tender and good and gave it to him, a young man. And he hastened to dress it. And he took the butter and milk, and the child when he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Abraham placed a demand. He placed a token. That's why I say prophetic token. He placed a token on Jesus. Because when someone prayed a prophecy, a young man, he placed a token. And the token was what he was doing. The talking was what Abraham was doing. Because honestly, that was not the agenda of Jesus and the two angels. But when Abraham saw them, he said, no, I will not let these people go. Amen. 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 I will not let these people go. Bible said, now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be. It seems to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Okay, let me read from verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will suddenly return. This is Jesus talking. I will suddenly return according to the time of life. Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well speaking in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Just I won't bring him back. Meanwhile,
favorite son with someone.
Verse 12. I'm saying, therefore, Sarah laughed within herself and said, after I have waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord, being old also. I'm saying, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore this Sarah laughed, saying, shall I surely bear a child which I am old? Then it will come. So some of you are mocking me. You are mocking. Is it anyone who believes what Jesus says? You are mocking. Amen. Yeah. You are someone who mocks.
So that first laughter was a mocking.
Then let's look at the response. He said,
is anything too hard for the Lord? Thinking about kings.
Hallelujah.
According to the time of life. So according to, in this life here, if you are a Christian and you want to do well, it should be according to the time of life. And that life is Jesus. Because he said that, is there anything too hard for you?
So, start scripture with Yankotun or Jeremiah 1, the first quote. So when you read this further, you understand that that was where from there Sarah gave birth. Amen.
So for you to be positioned, what you need, many of you, you have received altar call, but you have not received a God call. So if you are not in God call, you are not in the right position. And until you are in the right position, you cannot even go, you buy the normal thing. And Sarah, who will be the case of having control Ghana, Sikane, and then say, we're president. And I was with that. So until you are in the right position, you can't influence certain things.
So the same thing, you, some of you, your position is what? Altar call. You are not in a God call position. And for you to be in a God call position, you need to focus on God. You need to always focus on God. Don't lose focus. Don't focus on anyone. Just like Abraham. Focus on God 24/7. I'm telling you, if you focus on God, no matter the economy of Ghana, God will still be with you. God will still bless you. God will still expand you. God will still take you to where you are supposed to be when you focus on God. When you focus on God, He will also focus on you. Amen. And when you are desperate to meet God, He will be desperate to meet you. See, in this end time, God is not ready to just meet people to bless them. He's ready to meet people who are ready to meet Him. So God is also ready to. So maybe you know the attempt. God is ready. I'm telling you. God is ready. So position yourself. You are less than an anointing.
You must be ready for humility experiences. You see, in the position according to the time of God, you go through humility experiences.
When God is taking you to your promised land, He first take you to the wilderness. That's the humility experiences.
And it doesn't matter. My time of wilderness will not be the same.
Israel will take you about years. You can die. Amen. So, and then your main car will be done.
That's why you need the life.
And when you meet, when you meet God according to the time of life, according to His time, that is where you see the law of life in Christ Jesus activating me. I've seen ever since I became born again, and I begin to understand these principles. The who say, oh, the life, and the rules of my life, difference. I've seen that I am operating, I am living my life according to the law of life in Christ Jesus.
But over there, all tests now. All tests, all tests, all tests, all tests, all tests.
All tests in Quran. So Jesus is my altar. I'm telling you, this is where my father is here. It's my altar.
And the law, there's a, you see, every altar has a law.
So the altar, now you put on baby or cover, you know, the law is what? The law of the spirit of life. Supposed to give you life. It's supposed to give you awakening. And when the day that the Bible says, and Jesus here that the ghost, we should tell you how the law is. And we hear the explanation of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Law has said, the Bible says that when Jesus here that the ghost, the earth shake as I said was sweet, and the beer, and a temple tear, and a woman. So the law of the spirit of is why Jesus can even quicken the dead. That is why Jesus was able to raise the dead.
But that's the Lord. Jesus can never die. God can never die.
No. God can never die. Because he created the angel of death. Oh, what is thrown? Or in a ball, they say, young boys in a room. Not a ball, they say, in a room.
What can ever happen?
Amen. So I just want you to understand that you need to be positioned according to the time of life. You need to be positioned in Christ Jesus. You need a God call. You need to be positioned in Christ Jesus. You are a check goer. You are a check goer. You are a check goer. Because if the law of the spirit of Christ Jesus is with you, you be in you. Because all that be I was submitted to you. Spirit now all can know. Or influence you. And also produce. That is the reason why I would have called fetish priest one. Now come see this one. Come see this one. Maybe I will. Spirit tonight, I want to boost you. And I'm about to see all their stories. Spirit is a moti. No, I can say, don't talk about that. They are the moti. I want to be now. Amen. So the same thing, when you become submissive to the Lord, Jesus will stay in you. I'm telling you. You don't need to struggle with things. You must have other things are happening. Amen. Most of the other things are fit. Because you see, if you have the law, if you have this thing that I'm talking inside you, I'm telling you, there's no way you wake up and you will not say good morning to this morning. Yes. One time I went to a place, maybe I'm ahead. I am frustrated, silent, yes, yes. When I reached a point, then I heard the voice of God. I heard the whisper. I didn't know any way invited me to our prayer, to our confession. Only me had the idea. But at this time, the part you are doing, you are not involved, so you'll be frustrated. And once you are a man of God, the devil will always frustrate you because you are already a threat. If they are quiet, they brought demons to frustrate you. And the demons were using people to frustrate what you're doing. That's the reason why And I was supposed to go for a program. And I said, Holy Spirit, help me to be. I was surprised. And you see, when I apologized and I said it, I said, Holy Spirit, help me to be there at this particular time. And I was there at the same time. Because now, program, let's have a call. And yes, sir. And you're fine. The Holy Spirit will be there. That's what I'm saying. That God can be with you. And you will say, Holy Spirit is too gentle. But you're powerful but gentle. Amen. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. You see, I'm sowing seeds. And I'm. You be a pure one. I get it. You be a pure one prophetically.
Amen.
So sometimes it's not necessarily prophesying. It's making, because this message is a prophetic message. According to the time of God. What we did about who needs our life, it's our new life. Yes, for some kind, because I say, the words that I speak to you, they are surely.